as possible. So it's been a tough week on top of everything else we're going through here in North Idaho. And in our second segment, we'll lighten it up a little bit. We welcome back Eric Brubaker and Kaylee Miller from the city of Ponderay. Of course, their annual community celebration, Ponderay Neighbor Day, is this Saturday. Lots of fun stuff going on. We'll learn all about it. We will learn more from Governor Brad Little tomorrow. His press conference has been every 2 weeks to give us an update on stage four of the Idaho Rebound program, and we've been stuck in stage four for a while. He's usually on Thursdays he has a press conference, but for whatever reason, it'll be tomorrow, 11 a.m. Our time, Pacific time, and you can actually watch that on your laptop tomorrow at 11. So check that out tomorrow, see what he has to say about that. For you golfers out there or just Bulldog fans, Bulldog Bench Fall Scramble is coming up on Saturday, October 3rd at the Idaho Club. 10 a.m. shotgun starts, brought to you by Columbia Bank. And, boy, you know, Columbia Bank used to be Panhandle State Banks, but been the major sponsor of the Fall Scramble since we started it back in 91, something like that. And a North Idaho title is also a helping sponsor again this year, Realm Partners and Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. If you want to get signed up, it sells out every time. Every one of our golf tournaments sell out. So you want to get in touch with me, you can go to themires@yahoo.com. That's the M-I-R-E-S at yahoo.com, and tell them who your team is and handicaps and all that. And we really look forward to that. What else is going on? Doug Bond and Marty Perrin playing at the Ponderay Winery tomorrow. Also tomorrow, music-wise, the Powers will be playing a fundraising event outside at Matchwood Brewing. That'll be tomorrow evening. So it's not really a festival event, but it is a fundraiser for the festival. So I want to thank Matchwood and Washington Trust Bank for putting that together for us. The Sandpoint Regatta is scheduled to happen on Saturday at in Sand Creek. It's actually, what I'm reading here says Sandpoint Regatta. It is the Sand Creek Regatta, and it's a fundraiser for the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. You can go to that website for more information on it. A Ponderay Neighbor Day, as you will learn more later on in the show, is also happening on Saturday. Just a lot of fun events coming up. And coming up after this first break we'll take right now, we have Dr. Vince Huntsberger on the line from Bonner General Health. We'll be talking about smoke, how it's affecting our health, what we can do to stay healthy through all of this, and more. So stick around.
Sandpoint has a unique collection of retailers, art galleries, and restaurants. Fall is in the air, and Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District has new merchandise arriving daily. Stop in and see the latest fall fashions, including wraps, scarves, jewelry, and purses, plus great fall candle fragrances, as well as fall home decor.
DeLuna's, home of the Long Weekend Cafe and Gift Shop, offers a blend of regional cuisines from around the world using locally sourced ingredients. Plus, they have unique gifts for the whole family.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes, and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net. Place your order and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
With fall just around the corner, now might be a great time to shop for new home furnishings. Mike here for Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. By adding a new piece or an entire collection, you can add the wow factor to your home, from upscale country to creative contemporary pieces. See the artisan-inspired industrial designs in bedroom, dining room, and occasional. See the new auto-rise desks ready to function from a standing or seated position. As the evenings begin to cool, see our selection of electric fireplaces by Classic Flame, providing heat and ambiance in the room, starting at just $249. Or get a good night's sleep on this plush comfort queen mattress set from Englander, only $599. With over 30 comfort levels to choose from, Sandpoint Furniture has your mattress. See us at sandpointfurniture.com.
Are you a catheter user with a busy life? If your doctor has you using a catheter, don't let that slow you down. Not all catheters are the same. The best ones are pain-free, easy to use, and cause less infections. There's the new Ultra and Pocket catheters, made so you can use them anywhere. And with your Medicare insurance, we can ship your supplies discreetly to your home at little or no cost to you. Call today. It's a free call. Plus, with Medicare, you qualify for free shipping. Most of our catheters are tested every day by real users, and we guarantee your comfort. Don't let your catheter hold you back. Call now. With your Medicare card, learn about our free shipping program. Call MedEnvios, your catheter company, right now. 800-296-1206. 800-296-1206. 800-296-1206. That's 800-296-1206.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Yes, that's 800-296-1206. 800-296. I don't mean to make fun of that commercial every day. I really don't. But catheters tested by real users. I mean, I don't want my catheter tested by anybody. I don't know. Maybe you can go to BGH and get it tested. Right now, we go to BGH. We have on the phone with us a good buddy, Vince Huntsberger. Dr. Huntsberger, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bob?
I'm good. Surviving everything that's going on in the world, including these wildfires we're experiencing in the entire Western United States and the smoke. And I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. I just looked at deq.idaho.gov, and the Sandpoint area in the unhealthy range as of the right this moment, around 160, 165. Bonner's Ferry, a little bit better at 148. Unhealthy for sensitive groups. And Vince, what are those numbers mean to us?
They're obviously air quality issues. So it's particulate matter in the air, and they have a few different types of air particulate. But regardless, I look at the sky and say it's unhealthy. So, it's just trying to give you different levels, and they're trying to, they always have to put a number on something. They're trying to tell you at certain levels, above 150, avoid rigorous activity outside. Below 150, moderate activity to light activity outside, not as bad for you. So it's just trying to set some numbers to give us guidance on how much we should push ourselves, especially if we're athletes that have to work outside, or coaches that have to coach them, or people that have to work outside, right? It helps employers and people say, it's safe to, or it's better for that person if they don't have to, get their oxygen requirement up as much.
Right. Yeah, that all makes sense. You do need to have a measuring device of some sort. I think the level for high school athletics to play outside is 200. I know with the Chamber of Scenic Half Marathon a couple of years ago, we were at 197, and we called the event because that was just a little too close. So what about sports and outdoors? I know the football game here in Sandpoint's not going to happen because the Minico team didn't want to make the 10 or 11-hour bus ride up here, and then the possibility of not happening. Is that the same for indoor, say the volleyball girls? Do they test the air inside the gym, or do we just assume that indoors is okay?
They don't usually test the indoor air quality. They assume it's better ventilation, so it's typically like in a gym or something that has ventilation, you're going to have better air quality. Then you get all the way to negative pressure rooms like you do in a hospital that pulls in typically clean air, but that even gets difficult of where you're pulling your air from if you're recycling air. So there's different methods, but typically the volleyball and inside stuff, they're going to be okay to participate in their sports, similar to football that would then bring their practices, or cross country that would come in on, bicycles indoors or other ways of them training. So typically we would say filtration within a building or an enclosed space that has, a duct system would be better, but it's not perfect, right? None of these are negative pressure. You have to assume there is not the best quality of air in there either, but we typically don't test that indoors and do assume it's better and do allow more increased activity.
Yeah, because I believe the football team has been going out to the fairgrounds just to at least walk through drills and things like that. So it's good that they have a facility to do that. And volleyball just continues. I think there's a varsity game this evening, I believe, at Sandpoint High School. What about the average person? I live on kind of a busy street, or a street that's popular for people on their bikes and going out for their morning runs. Any advice for people who just, you know, sure, they can go a day or two without working out, but you know that the type I'm talking about, they're not going to go 4 or 5 days without getting in their run. Is it safer to do it like early in the morning or in the evening, or is there no difference? It's just up to the wind, or what would be your advice?
Yeah, I think like you said, there's lots of different you can Google. I use airnow.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's the CDC, there's the DEQ. I mean, there's lots of different.
That is an excellent website, by the way, airnow.com.
Yeah, so any of those are, and they're all pretty much similar. I mean, there might be a little differences based off where they're measuring from, but a lot of those places are measuring from the same places, same as like a meteorologist in weather, right? They have one weather station that they kind of all come off of. So you want to look at that first, right? You want to say, like, if it's 450, you need to stay inside. Like, don't go outside. If you're a big exerciser, you like to get outside. And then if you do have to be outside, for example, if you have to work or, for some other reason you have to go outside, then, you know, depending on the level, and there's no perfect level, there's no perfect science, it's kind of like COVID, it's not perfect. But if you're going to be out for an extended period, you want to use the mask. Hopefully with COVID and that now going on, people are more used to masks. Mm-hmm. The best is the P100 or the N95 if you're going to be outside for prolonged periods, or if you have underlying lung issues from asthma, COPD, you know, anything that would compromise your lungs with smoke is not going to help. So you'd want to then, if you're going to be outside for extended periods, to wear those at high levels, greater than 200, even greater than 150, you're starting to get quite a bit of particulate. And then if it's really high, you just want to stay inside. I mean, you have to take your day off of exercise, and or exercise indoors, you know, try to have a stationary bike, or go to the gym and use the pool, you know, things like that would be reasonable to do on those days that are just don't go outside. And it might be extended, right? I mean, we don't know. Hopefully the weather starts turning cooler and we start getting some elevation snow up higher in the mountains and even lower over the next few weeks. That will really kind of tamper down all these wildfires across the West Coast. But, you know, that's Mother Nature, so who knows?
Yeah, you absolutely don't know. There is a slight chance of rain going into this weekend, which may clear things up for us here temporarily, but with all the fires going on still, and especially in Oregon and the wind and the high pressure that's just keeping it here, we may be right back to where we are early next week. We'll just have to wait and see. It seems to me, and I get up in the morning and, you know, look out the window, I think it looks a lot clearer this morning, but by 2, 3, 4 in the afternoon, we're right back to the, you know, over 200 level. Is there any science behind that? I mean, does something happen overnight that kind of clears our air, or is that just luck?
No, I think there is science behind that. I think with overnight, with fires, it gets cooler. And so that you do see sometimes in a decreased, you know, volatility of that fire. So you would see some decreased smoke because it's just not moving as quickly. You have less wind at night, tends to pick up more in the, you know, late morning, early afternoons in general. So yeah, I do think when you wake up, if you can, again, check that air now or check the DEQ and say, oh, it's 125 or 130. You know, if I like to go out and walk or jog or do something more intense, then you should probably try it earlier in the morning. And again, weather nowadays is pretty nice because it goes out a few days. So they'll try to, you know, kind of tell you when the better weather would be, or even now with the different online sites, you know, you can see 2, 3, 4, 5 days out of like, hey, that's what it's probably going to be. It's going to be better. You know, and they're pretty accurate. They're not perfect, but you can kind of try to plan ahead. So if you are a person that really likes being outside and, you know, you got to get your fix of your exercise, whatever that is, then nowadays it's a little nicer because of the internet and the ability to look and say, okay, I'm going to plan ahead. In 2 days, it looks like it's going to be a little better. I'm going to save myself till then.
Yeah, you can put off things like mowing the lawn. You say, oh, I can do it tomorrow. It's going to be a better day, which I've been telling myself that for 3 weeks now. So
you can just stop mowing your lawn. And go, right, I got to let it go. And
actually, I did mow my lawn yesterday afternoon, but I did wear the N95 mask, which a quick question about those N95 masks. They say that the N95 or the N100 are the best. Are they something that you would recommend wearing over and over? Because I think most people are doing that. You know, they're not cheap. Or should you only wear it X number of times? Is there any kind of doctorly type of advice as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, so again, when this whole pandemic started, there was lots of how do we reuse masks? How do we do it safely, as safely as possible? I mean, the best is to use it once, ditch it. I mean, again, but if the price has gone up, we live in a free market world, which is great, but that means that there's more demand for N95s than P100s, so the price goes up, and that's just part of our system. And so, yeah, I mean, a one-time use, the box even says it's one-time use, but for example, in the hospital, we have to reuse because we don't have a steady supply chain yet. So what we do is we use it once. We're dealing with an infectious disease, which is different. So like from a smoke standpoint, it's different in the sense you could wear it. But what we do in the hospital in the infectious disease world is we wear it and then we don't wear it again for 5 days and then we rewear it. Now with smoke, it's different because you could probably wear it in consecutive days, but after probably 5 days of use, you know, you're really going to lose the ability for that to really, you know, stiff out the particles that you want it to. So there's no perfect science to that, but yes, you can reuse it. It's not ideal. It's not ideal in the COVID pandemic. It's not ideal with smoke. I mean, if you can afford it and you can do it, using it once and throwing it away is ultimately the best. But again, if there's short supply or you want to reuse it, especially when it's smoky, that's reasonable. You're not putting yourself at risk, to catch something or do something bad to yourself. So then it's pretty reasonable, but it's going to lose effectiveness. It loses its fit. It loses its effectiveness as far as the static electricity on it, the ability for it to filter. So there's definitely downsides, but if it's for smoke, I think it's pretty reasonable to reuse. But I can't give you an exact number of you can't go over 5 days or, you know, you're going to walk outside and you're not going to, you know, be able to breathe. You can't really say that, but you can say it's likely. You're just going to go mow your lawn and you're out for a little bit. You put it on and you wore it for half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. Then you're probably fine unless you were really sweating, unless you decided to eat a Snickers bar before. You got a bunch of Snickers bars inside. Like, you need to toss it. It's soiled. It's no good, right? Like,
yeah, fill it full of Skittles or something.
Yeah, like, then it's like, okay, like, that's disgusting if you do want to rewear it, so you should probably toss that.
Yeah, I'm asking because, you know, there are some people like yourself, when you're at work at the hospital, you would wear it all day pretty much, whereas other people would just wear it to go into the store or, you know, what have you, just so you're taking it off and on all the time. One other question for you that I've been wondering, you know, when these fires started, the smoke came up here to the Sandpoint Bonners Ferry area, and they're saying, you know, close the windows to your house, and that seems reasonable for a day or two, but it's been 5-6 days now. I'm just wondering, is there a point where you really need to open the windows again and let that stagnant air that's been inside the house out?
I mean, if it's still really smoky, no, it's probably better thing to do then, if you can afford it, which is sometimes tricky with people, is the HEPA filters, H-E-P-A, so the high efficiency particulate air filtration systems. You can buy them. A cheap way to do it is you buy like approved filter, and then you strap it to the back of your fan so it pulls the air in and it circulates it and it cleans out the air. And then it's very dry out, so try to put some humidity in the air. If you have a duct system, you know, increase the humidity on that, or if you can boil some water on the stove, just to, the smoke's very dry, we get a dry season, try to put some moisture in the air. But again, if it's smoky outside and you open the windows, it's coming in, so you'd be much better off keeping them closed and using an air purification system in your home to clean your air.
And now we're talking to Dr. Vince Huntsberger from Bonner General Health. And one other quick question, and we'll let you go. What are you recommending? You know, a lot of people are getting sore red eyes through all of this, very irritable. What is your recommendation for? I mean, there's so many eye products. I was at Superdrug yesterday looking at all these different products. Like, what is your suggestion?
So what we use a lot in the trade name is a Renew. It's just a drop you'd put in for, like, if you had conjunctivitis or something infectious, or if you got something in your eye. But you really have to look at the back of the product. They're all pretty similar, right? It's kind of like ibuprofen, it's Advil, it's Motrin, it's, you know, lots of different trade names. So lots of times it's the same active ingredient. So many of those things are actually the same. They just give them different names because different companies sell them. So any real moisturizing drop or even ointment in the eye is safe to use. They're all pretty much FDA approved and okay to use. They're all going to be very low risk to cause any more irritation or harm. And then sometimes antihistamine. So taking something, it's an irritant, so you can have antihistamines that are causing the eye redness, so it might help if you use an antihistamine of some kind. You can see if it works. If it doesn't work, stop taking it. And then just kind of the same thing, try to stay out of the smoke if you can, right? You can stay inside and can have a filtration system in your house and try to have as clean of air as you can. That's best, but obviously we can't all just sit in our houses for weeks on end, you have to go outside.
Yeah.
So when you do, I think it's, and it's hard. I mean, there's so many products. Like you said, you go in and look for any product. Like, which of the 50 do I want? So, I mean, I don't wear glasses. I don't wear contacts. So I don't use a lot of the products. I just give, you know, out of the emergency department, usually more with like a scratch on your eye or something that, you know, had pink eye or something that's really irritating. We just try to put some moisturizing drops or ointment in there.
Very good. We've been talking to Dr. Vince Huntsberger from Bonner General Health. Vince, I think this is your day off. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us once again, and keep up the good work.
I appreciate being here. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Take care. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, switch gears a little bit. We'll be talking about Ponderay Neighbor Day. It's happening this Saturday. Susan Drumhiller is with us here. Kaylee Miller from the city of Ponderay. And we'll learn all about that right after this.
Our American spirit is alive and strong. And while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Although we may wear face masks and practice social distancing, there are no restrictions on making travel memories for business or pleasure. Taking care of our Shiloh guests and employees is the very essence of what we do. At Shiloh Inns, we're open and ready to welcome you to a clean, safe home away from home. You'll find extra cleaning and sanitizing protocols in place for the safety of our guests and employees. At Shiloh Inns, we offer many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and even the kids stay free. So book your next stay with confidence at ShilohInns.com or call 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Western Snowplow has put together great preseason pricing on snowplows for the month of September. Please call for pricing and reserve yours now. Also this month, we will be offering $99 plow services to get you ready for the up-and-coming season. As always, we are the home of the 1995 oil change. And remember, our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today. Pierce Auto Center.
Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue in Ponderay is open for sit-down dining from 11 to 8 Tuesday through Sunday. The drive-thru is also available for to-go orders, and you can call ahead at 208-587-7107, and your delicious barbecue meals will be ready when you arrive. Smoked ribs, pulled pork, chicken, and more with all the fixins. Plus, there's family meals and always a daily special for just $7.95. On Highway 200 in Ponderay, next to the Elks Golf Course, Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue, cooked low and slow in North Idaho.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho Radio, NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and it is North Idaho Thursday. We were just talking to Vince Huntsberger from BGH about air quality. And once again, those two websites we were talking about, you can either go to DEQ.idaho.gov, and it'll give you current ratings for Sandpoint or Bonner's Ferry and explain to them what level we're at. Or a new one that I just discovered this morning is called airnow.com, is I think a little more informative for the lay person, which I certainly am. So airnow.com is something you want to check out. This Saturday, there's an event going on you definitely want to check out in Ponderay, and it is Ponderay Neighbor Day. It's the fourth annual Ponderay Neighbor Day. And Susan Drumhiller from the Friends of Ponderay Bay Trail and Kaylee Miller from the city of Ponderay have joined us today. Ladies, how are you?
Great.
It's great to have you guys here. And so, Kaylee, just jump in here for anybody who doesn't know yet, what is Pondere Day all about?
So Pondere Neighbor Day started as a way for the city to gauge a public input on projects that we were working on, and it's kind of grown from there. So now it has turned into sort of a community carnival where we have live music and beer vendors, food vendors, all kinds of activities, kids' carnival activities. It is free to the public to attend, and the activities within the event are also free to participate in.
You mentioned beer vendors. Our whole show with my daughter Ricky yesterday was about our top 10 favorite beers. What beer do you have at Pondere Neighbor Day?
You know, Chad surprises me every year. He typically brings us a couple of options from Laughing Dog Brewery.
Oh, that'll be great. Look forward to that for sure. What else is going on at Pondere Neighbor Day? I know that Maya Kohal Band is playing.
We do have Maya Kohal Band playing. We have a little bit of magic with Star Alexander, the local magician. He'll be doing mini shows throughout the day. We've got pony rides, a petting zoo. We have a bungee trampoline set up, inflatables. We have some craft activities with multiple vendors throughout. The Pondere Police Department will have a dunk tank set up with Officer Brian Cook in there.
Hopefully not a drunk tank.
Dunk tank. We have some food vendors. We've got Rogue Waffles, Sun Bear Ice Cream. Yeah. We've got the Schiller Korean Barbecue. The Sally Valley Creamery will be there. Sweet Lou's will have hot dogs and I think German sausages of some sort. We've got 7B Barbecue, snow cones with snow cap snow cones. We've got AMK Cafe is going to be doing some baked goods. And we also have a cupcake vendor that will be set up there, sugar-coated desserts, selling out cupcakes.
Wow. That's a lot of different options for food and fun.
We do have a lot this year.
So with all of that going on, how much does it cost to enter Pondere Neighbor Day?
It is completely free. We have such generous businesses out in Pondere and in the local area that they sponsor the entire event. It's free to enter. There are charges for food and alcohol, obviously, and then if you purchase retail items, but all activities are free of charge.
That is awesome that you guys do that. Hopefully the smoke won't be as bad as it's been on Saturday, and hopefully we don't get, well, we need rain, but if it rains, it's not supposed to be much. So I think you're going to have a very successful one. And Kaylee, describe exactly where it is, because as I said 4 years ago when we talking to Susan about all of this, it's like, you know, I've lived here forever and I never thought about a field being behind the Hoot Owl. You just drive by it and just drive by it.
So Harbison Field is located directly behind the Hoot Owl. We have parking at the Hoot Owl and then also off of Emerald Industrial. There's a couple of lots there, and we have Cherry Lane Traffic Control that will be out there directing people to enter the site. And you're right, the field is kind of unknown. It's been totally vacant up until this year. This last week, we've just finished installing power to the site and construction of a stage out there, so I think we'll start seeing some more community events.
It's great.
Yeah.
So can you park in the mall parking lot and cross this highway?
We try to discourage people from crossing the highway there. It's pretty busy and it gets pretty congested. So we try to keep them on that other side of the highway.
That's why I brought it up.
Yep.
It can be a little bit dangerous, especially when you bring in the whole family. So it's fun, family, great day, and absolutely no charge. Susan, welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And what's the latest with the Friends of the Pondere Bay Trail?
Well, I came in part because I wanted to celebrate with the city of Pondere their recent grant award. This is the third time the city's applied for a federal build grant. This year it was a planning grant, and the city was awarded a $1.4 million federal grant for planning, design, and engineering for a proposed underpass that would connect the city of Pondere from that Harbison Field location to the lakeshore. And so basically what this grant will do is it will make the project shovel ready and get really accurate. It'll get all the permitting done and all the planning and engineering done and get really accurate estimates so that the city will be all queued up for a construction grant next time around.
Wow. So $1.4 million to go to all of that planning, like you said, the permits and everything, and finally the first eventually shovel hitting the ground and going under the train tracks. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, the construction's going to be a lot more expensive, but it's hard to get federal money. It's hard to get federal grants. And actually, the city's local option, 1% local option sales tax, is also, it provided local match for this, so that made the project more competitive as well. And so, yeah, no, we're really hopeful that this is, you know, kind of a key piece in making this project a reality.
And does that successfully complete the project of getting the Ponderay Bay Trail connected to Ponderay?
Once the construction happens. So, I mean, this isn't a sure thing.
No.
This will get us, you know, the planning and design and engineering and all the permits and all the environmental stuff done and everything. and by the city some time to get agreements with the railroad. I mean, you have to get right of way. There's a lot,
I was gonna
a
ask
lot
you,
of hurdles.
What's it like dealing with the railroad? Have they been cooperative or has it been hard? Or
I think it's interesting because over the years, they've been sort of a mystery. And as the city's been working on this, and we've been working with the city on this for years, there's been relationships that have been developed over time, and the railroad is just very encouraging and supportive.
Good.
And they provided letters of support, and yeah, but you know, you have to have some money and some real progress to show that you're committed before they're going to really engage. And now I think the fact that there's some really significant federal dollars involved and real engineering that's going to happen, you know, up, you know, 99% whatever it is, engineering, they're, yeah, I think this is going to really mean that they're going to be very engaged in this process. Right, Kaylee?
Right. And I think that the timing for this award was actually really fantastic with the front yard project that the city's been working on.
That was my very next question.
They all kind of tie together the location of the future underpass connects in with the location of the brownfields cleanup. So now we're able to tie those together. And we've been really working on some public outreach. We've done a community survey and pulled that together and done some virtual visioning as a result of that brownfields grant. And now we'll be able to tie that into our plans for this underpass and that connection to Highway 200. And we'll be sharing some information that's come out of that at the city's booth at Ponderay Neighbor Day this weekend.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you could share that information, but if you would rather encourage people to come out and find out, that's entirely up to you.
We will have some wonderful posters that share that information and what was collected out of that survey this weekend.
One thing I want to just emphasize is that the proposed underpass is for non-motorized mm-hmm. use. So it's bike and pedestrian only, would allow for emergency vehicles, or if the city has some sort of like park amenities down there, they'd be able to get down there to maintain them.
And emergency vehicles, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, God forbid if there was an emergency medical situation on the Ponderay Bay Trail and you were several, I don't know how long the trail is, but
it's about a mile and a half right now.
So say you're a mile away from, you know, City Beach, and that's the only way for an emergency vehicle to get in. At least this is something that could be a lot closer. So that could be very pivotal in the future.
Yeah, that's been a big concern of the Northside Fire District and others who have to respond down there. They have a hard time getting down there
mm-hmm.
right
yeah,
now.
I understand. We didn't get to have the Ponderay Bay Trail fun run this year as
nope.
just about everything else has been canceled, or as some of us are calling it, postponed until next year. How did the virtual one go?
Oh, it was sort of, there were a few people who participated, and I don't remember the name of the person who won the pair of shoes that Outdoor Experience donated, but everybody who, you know, posted pictures of themselves with mm-hmm. a hashtag of, you know, Fun Run 2020 or something, I don't remember what the hashtag was. If they did that, their name was entered into a drawing, and we did that a couple weeks ago. And yeah, so that's all done. But hopefully next year we can have the real one.
Yeah, it's just been such, you know, obviously the strangest summer of all time. Because I know, you know, of course, the Long Bridge Swim also canceled this year. But I know several people who did it on their own. You know, it wasn't an official fundraiser or anything, but they just had to go do it. Unfortunately, you know, Bloomsday had moved their race to September 20th, which would have been this Saturday. And then they decided to go completely virtual. And now they're saying don't do it this Saturday because of the air quality.
Oh, bummer.
So I know. I mean, what kind of year it's been. It's like, gosh, if it's not one thing, it's another. So it's really unfortunate. So Bloomie's, just stay tuned, go to their website, and you can still virtually do it at when the air clears. So at some point we'll be doing that. So all good news for Pondre Neighbor Day. Kaylee, you have some other events coming up, a fundraiser?
We do. On October 17th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds from 3 to 9 p.m., we'll be hosting a benefit with a live and silent auction to honor and support Mike Victorino, who is a Pondre police officer who was injured in a motorcycle accident on August 15th. So tickets are available for that on Eventbrite at this time. We're asking that people pre-register if they can, so we can kind of get a head count for how many people to expect, because as you mentioned, things are a little different than normal with all the COVID situation. Mm-hmm. We'll also be selling tickets this weekend at Pondere Neighbor Day, as well as some merchandise that features the Victorino Benefit logo on it, some Yeti-style cups and bracelets to support Mike and start bringing in those funds. There are also raffles that are going on. We'll have some raffle tickets there for firewood. Also for a set of tires. That is from Perfection Tire of your choice and size. And there is a Ruger 270 rifle, and they're selling a limited number of tickets for each of those. So if that one doesn't sell out before Saturday, like the other ones have so quickly, we'll have that one available there as well.
And again, the Mike Victorino benefit is coming up Saturday, October 17th, 3 to 9 p.m. at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Tickets, $10 each, kids 5 and under. Enter for free donations if you'd like to be a part of it as a donor. You drop off at Pondere City Hall or at the Eagles. Cash donations can be deposited into the Mike Victorino benefit account at Columbia Bank. Is that happening right now?
It is.
It's happening right now.
It's open and active.
And as Kaylee said, the event will include live and silent auctions, dinner by Sweet Lou's, can't go wrong there, live music, and a kids activity corner. So hopefully we can really help the family out and raise some great money.
We are very excited, and we have seen some very generous donations so far. So everyone wants to pull together and help Mike.
Very good. But again, this Saturday is Pondere at Neighbor Day, the fourth annual. Maya Kohal Band is playing. There's food, there's beer, there's kids' activities. It's just free family fun. And what do you suggest when people say they get a park on Industrial Drive there? How do they enter the field?
There is an access point from those parking lots that would be at the northwest corner. It enters into the south side of the event location.
Okay.
Or they can park next to the Hoot Owl on the north side behind Copper Moose Coffee, and there's an access point there as well that will be all ribboned off for them, and they'll have traffic control that will guide them into the site. And people can come and go throughout the day. The activities will be going on the entire time. Maya will be playing the entire time. And if they stop in at the City Hall booth and answer some questions about the information that we're going to be sharing from those survey results, they'll be entered into a free raffle for their input. And they can enter to win a chainsaw that was donated by Pepe Machinery, a cooler from Walmart, or a night stay at the Outdoors Inn, which is our recently remodeled boutique-style motel there in Pondere.
I've noticed that they're open. You see people coming and going. And again, you mentioned last time you were here where the trailers were right next to it has all been ripped out. And they're thinking about putting in cabins or something like that?
They have approval to put in some small cabin-style units that would be rented as part of the motel.
It used to be the S&W Motel. So a great improvement for the city of Pondere, right there in a very visible part of Pondere as everybody has to drive by that. Pondere Neighbor Day, again, it is in Harbison Field behind the Hoot Owl this Saturday from 1 until 6 p.m. And you can go to the city of Pondere, your website, and find out more about that and everything that's happening with your city. Pretty exciting times for Pondere.
It really is. We've got a lot going on.
Yeah. Anything else coming up for the Pondere Bay Trail?
We're really excited about working with the city on both the front yard project and the underpass. We're also working with the city of Sandpoint on trying to get some rock or concrete steps built on the Humbird Mill site.
Okay.
You know, where the entrance is on the Sandpoint end by the water treatment plant. A lot of people try to go down the riprap there to get down to the lake bottom in the winter. A lot of people like to take pictures by the old Humbird ruins there.
Yeah.
And we want to make it safer for people to get up and down in and out of those rocks. And then also in the summer, it could act as a kayak landing or a swimmer's land, you know, access. So that's another project we're working on. It requires some design.
That is a very good one, because I remember years ago looking at that, and because I walked through there 100,000 times in my life, thinking, I wonder if this is ever going to be an issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so. Well, it is. And people are, you know, clambering up and down those rocks right. all the time, you know, summer and winter. And so we're like, let's just make it safer. And we have a couple locations in mind where we'd like to do another one too, but I think we're going to start with this one. And we're working with the city of Sandpoint on that. And we've got some money set aside for it. And we're hoping we can work with the city on getting a grant to come up with the other funds. And we have to get a permit from the Department of Lands and Corps of Engineers to do it too. So there's a lot of steps there. You know, if everything goes well, maybe we'll be able to do it next summer. But you know how these things are. Sometimes they take longer than you expect.
100% of the time. Susan Drumiller, thanks for joining us. Kaylee Miller, for all you guys do for everything in our area. Thanks for all of your efforts. And we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
We're going to take our final break, get it out of the way, and we'll come back and send you off into what I call the weekend, as North Idaho Thursday will wind down in just a minute.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us, or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Padre Garden Center's fall sale has begun. General Manager William wants to send out a huge thank you to all their customers and the community for all of the support during their best year ever. Padre Garden Center is moving out all existing inventory at huge savings. Antique furniture, old doors, windows, and much more. All at crazy must-go prices. If you're looking to start or finish a project, you'll want to come to take a look now for the best selection. Padre Garden Center on Highway 95, just a mile north of the Schweitzer Cutoff Road, opens 7 days a week.
Ah, at last we can enjoy
going to Mountain West Bank,
where you can drive up, walk in, or do the night deposit thing.
And you can still bank from home, you know.
Oh yeah, you can, can't you?
Their online banking and remote deposit make it easy.
So you can deposit checks, make loan payments, and pay bills from the comfort of your couch.
Or with the help of a friendly teller.
Either way, I love where I bank.
Me too.
Mountain West Bank.
Member FDIC.
Jim Parker, Sonny, and the girls heading out in our Subaru Outback for a bike ride.
15 scenic miles of trails, 10 tunnels, 7 high trestles. It's all on the route of the Hiawatha. And for Subaru owners, free voucher tickets for Friday, September 18th are at Parker Subaru in Coeur d'Alene, Highway 95. If you own a Subaru, you're qualified. Don't wait. There's a limited number of free tickets for this September 18th Parker Subaru free event. Learn more about the trail at RideTheHiawatha.com.
If you're looking for safety and technology, Parker Subaru delivers again. The Outback has blind spot detection, anti-lock braking, and EyeSight driver assist. It gets better. At 33 miles per gallon, the Outback is the most fuel-efficient crossover in America.
Subaru owners, quick reminder, free tickets to Ride the Hiawatha Trail Friday, September 18th are available now.
Get all the answers to your questions at your no problem Parker Subaru, Highway 95 and Coeur d'Alene.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate.
brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Our American spirit is alive and strong. And while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Although we may wear face masks and practice social distancing, there are no restrictions on making travel memories for business or pleasure. Taking care of our Shiloh guests and employees is the very essence of what we do. At Shiloh Inns, we're open and ready to welcome you to a clean, safe home away from home. You'll find extra cleaning and sanitizing protocols in place for the safety of our guests and employees. At Shiloh Inns, we offer many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and even the kids stay free. So book your next stay with confidence at ShilohInns.com or call 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue in Ponderay is open for sit-down dining from 11 to 8 Tuesday through Sunday. The drive-thru is also available for to-go orders, and you can call ahead at 208-587-7107, and your delicious barbecue meals will be ready when you arrive. Smoked ribs, pulled pork, chicken, and more with all the fixins. Plus, there's family meals and always a daily special for just $7.95. On Highway 200 in Ponderay, next to the Elks Golf Course, Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue, cooked low and slow in North Idaho.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back to wind it down. Once again, I want to thank Dr. Vince Huntsberger from Bonner General Health. It wasn't their usual scheduled monthly segment, but he was so kind to come on the air and talk about smoke and how to stay healthy through yet another emergency situation that we're all having to go through, so I appreciate that. Also, Kaylee Miller and Susan Drumheller from the Ponderay Bay Trail and the City of Ponderay talk about Ponderay Neighbor Day, which once again is this Saturday. Coming up in just a couple of Saturdays is the annual Bulldog Bench Fall Scramble. It is at the Idaho Club once again this year, third consecutive year at the Idaho Club. Brought to you by Columbia Bank, North Idaho Title, Realm Partners, and Taylor and Sons Chevrolet. As I said at the outset of the program, it's the Fall Scramble always sells out. So if you're interested in signing up as a player or as a team, you can go to 290-6610. That's it for North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
Are more than 197,000 deaths 7 months into this pandemic. The CDC's latest projections using more than three dozen tracking models now showing 218,000.